when I talked to him that some of these, like Albert Regan, Donald Scott, all of those collections that are outside the area, that he thinks should be returned. If you don't have a place to put them, why return them?
You know, it just all
they're sitting
down
in a box
to,
one place, they'll just sit in a box in another place.
You know,
place.
It just comes down to time and money.
Yeah.
Time, money, and space. That's the museum's mantra. Need more time, more money, more space, more people.
So being that it's so close to UMA next month, do you want to schedule a board meeting before UMA?
Is there anything that we can think of that we need to discuss coming up before the end of the year?
Only if you have fall events coming up. Besides that,
we really don't have anything other than the.
Do you have any more art shows for the rest of the year?
Coming up in September, we're supposed to work with BLM with the Cutthroat Trout mural project. With the artwork that was submitted for that.
Okay.
And but I haven't heard back from him.
Okay.
And hopefully during the Balloon Festival, we will have the reception there for the ribbon cutting of the mural that's being painted as we speak on the wall.
Okay.
Of the Cutthroat Trouts.
Okay. And other than that,
but I haven't got schedules. And I haven't got a confirmation from either one yet. They're just tentative. So.
Are you going to be doing Christmas cards again this year?
We most likely will do Christmas cards, kind of our tradition that we've been doing ever since we moved. So this will be our ninth year.
You had some really good participation last year
was really good. The year before was hard. The teachers really stepped up and people would come in and get kits and whatever and take and then come back during the COVID years. But we always managed to have enough. Doesn't matter how many times it goes up and whatever. Last year we went to the Beehive Homes, the Care Center, and the...
Yeah, you seem to expand your...
And the...
Care Center? Did you go to the Care Center?
We went to the Care Center. This year, hopefully, we'll have enough to actually go to... Because we had a lot of participation from Roosevelt schools and stuff.
Oh,
and I feel like that we need to include... the villa over there, the care centers over there.
That would be good.
There's the villa and there's the other one. So this year we had a lot of teacher participation for some reason. Sierra must have done good advertising and they would call and ask if or Roxy was, whoever it was.
That's wonderful.
And would call and say, can my students do and what are the parameters? So,
yeah, I love that.
So.
That's wonderful.
We will still be doing that. We will be doing the art sale for UMA. We will be doing, most likely, we're in charge of the gingerbread houses again. So we will smell good for a few days.
During holidays.
During holidays, we will be open Friday and Saturday.
How do you feel about being open during the holidays?
The holidays? We're trying to keep really good stats on that.
Mm-hmm.
The 24th of July and the 4th of July was like a bust.
So there, it really wasn't worth staying up.
Really, to pay wages?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
But you did really well on
On a couple of them we did do better than we thought.
Yeah, you don't want to be open if there's nobody coming.
Yeah,
the 4th of July was a little bit better. And the thing is the 24th, it's like people are done with the parade and they're done and they go and do their thing.
They just go, yeah.
Because Naples Park had their big celebration. The DEP was having their celebration.
Oh, I know this 10th.
The 4th of July, everybody went to the park. So.
The Daughters of Utah.
Do you do better? Yes. How do you do on the farmer's market?
No. Really don't get anybody in.
We never do very well during farmers.
Even the live after five
and
the
stuff,
they don't come in. The River Festival, we've done pretty good. We had a lot of people.
Well, if they come in looking for clues.
Yes, the treasure hunt. They would come in. I ate one. You ought to too.
What was that?
They thought it was a clue. Like we would give them a clue if they'd come in and say that. And I'm like, "What did you eat? I want some. Thanks for sharing." And they're like, "Isn't that a clue?" And I'm like.